It's Tuesday, September 16th, and I am Leonard Vitbien with your news at 8 a.m. The Office of the Judiciary has welcomed a courtesy visit from its Zimbabwean counterpart as part of a benchmarking exercise on alternative dispute resolution system. Deputy Director of Public Relations, Vikitoria Hango, said the engagement supports bilateral agreements between the two judiciaries to enhance cooperation and exchange best practices.
One of the things that the Judiciary of Zimbabwe identified that they wanted to learn best practices on is the court-connected mediation in the High Court. So since the introduction of the court-connected mediation in the High Court, an average of 700 mediations are scheduled annually with an average success rate of between 48% and 52%, which really takes the load off the work of the High Court. And I think this is one of the main reasons why the Judiciary of Zim also came to Namibia, so they can also learn this part and implement it gradually in their own judiciary.
The Environmental Investment Fund has handed over firefighting equipment worth $375,000 to farmers' associations in Groetberg, Korrigas and Kamanyap. Fund spokesperson Romeo Muyunda said the donation will help protect grazing land, strengthen climate resilience and support rangeland restoration.
The EIF is invested in natural resources management, and in accordance with that, we are implementing a project which is called Improving Rangeland and Ecosystem Management, that is based in the Kunene region, to look into how we can improve people's livelihood, especially the small-scale farmers. So this is part of our ongoing interventions, especially to prevent and manage wildfires. This is a serious threat in that area, and it disrupts people's livelihood as well as causing environmental damages. So preventing fires is of crucial importance.
South Africa's Higher Education and Training Minister Buti Manamela says national student financial aid scheme applications for the next academic year will open today with a new simplified digital system. He told the media the platform is designed to expedite approvals and minimize errors, making it easier for students to apply online.
Applications will be done through MyNSFAS portal. Students will be able to track their applications online, upload supporting documents, and receive real-time updates. We call on all stakeholders to assist learners in applying before the deadline, which will be on the 15th of November this year.
Continentally, Ghana's decision to accept West Africans deported from the United States does not reflect support for U.S. President Donald Trump's immigration policy, and the country is receiving no incentives, the foreign minister told Reuters on Monday. President John Dramani Mahama said last week that Ghana had agreed to welcome an unspecified number of deportees after Washington requested it take in third-party nationals. Mahama confirmed that 14 individuals had already arrived, including Nigerians and one Gambian. To the U.S. now, where new details are emerging about the man suspected of killing right-wing activist Charlie Kirk on a university campus last week. The FBI director, Kash Patel, says the DNA of 22-year-old Tyler Robinson has been found on a towel wrapped around the alleged gun used in the assassination, and that Robinson had indicated he was going to take Kirk out. Tony Waterman has the details.
No motive has been determined in the case, but Patel told Fox that the family of the alleged gunman, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, believed he had become radicalized in recent years. Utah's governor says Robinson is refusing to cooperate with investigators, but his family, an alleged roommate and partner, are helping. Formal charges are expected on Tuesday. Tony Waterman, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.